Hello, everyone. Welcome to a bonus episode of Panning the Stream, our first bonus episode. I am Dan Reichard, alongside my wife, Bianca Reichard. How are you doing, honey?
I'm well. How are you, hon?
I'm doing great. So I don't know if you know this, but basically I do podcasts at my day job.
Oh, really?
I work at a website called GiantBomb.com. It's a cool video game-focused website, GiantBomb.com. Write that down. And we put up a podcast this morning as of this recording, and somehow during conversation it came up that you and I, for a while, used an app called Sleep Talk, which records you while you're asleep. Basically, it just kind of runs on in the background while you're asleep, and if it picks up on audio, it starts recording. And we got a great deal of enjoyment out of the couple months we used it back in San Francisco. We have not been able to use it here because of just various things, air conditioning and all that stuff. But basically, I played a couple clips that you couldn't really hear that well on the Giant Beastcast today, and people seemed to like it a lot. So I came in here, I spent some time downloading and editing together some of the greatest hits here. And you just listened to them.
Yes. They are very funny.
A lot of it is, okay, I think we both have different styles of sleep talking.
Yeah, yeah, you're definitely more a rambler. Your sleep talks are just weird trumpet-esque farts.
Yes.
And just kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
And
Like gibberish that isn't even words.
Yeah, I say gibberish that is words that, you know, individually make sense, but together make absolutely no sense. And then I will often get argumentative when you ask me what I'm talking about.
Yes, you have coherent sentences. Like, there's nothing about the sentences that is nonsense, but when you think about the actual topic, and also the context of you being in bed and me waking up to you saying this stuff is usually where things get confusing. So, yeah, if you're listening to this episode, I guess we'll get right down to it. Apologies for the audio quality. Obviously, this is, like, the worst possible. Like, it was a phone sitting on the side of a bed with, like, open windows and stuff a lot of the time, so the audio quality is going to be all over the place. That's why this is a bonus episode. Obviously, different subject matter than the usual Panning the Stream, but I figured people liked what they heard, so let's put it out there where they can hear it a little bit better. So without further ado, here is like 10 or 12 minutes of us talking in our sleep.
Yes.
I really don't want to be annoying, but if we could lay down, that'd be so great.
If we could lay down?
Mm-hmm.
We are laying down.
You know what I mean? Like, just try to sleep or something.
What am I doing? Try to sleep?
I don't know, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Where's my phone?
I don't know. Do you want me to call it?
What?
Do you want me to call it?
Call what, baby?
Your phone.
No, it's okay.
Purple crystals. You know, for me, for me to pull me through or feeding any part of my whole sentence put another way. It's been making their whole think about
what?
Metallic
metallic stuff?
Yeah, the same, yeah. A little break?
Yeah.
Break from what?
I don't know. It's like a, you know, how you have walks outside or whatever, and they do that thing where they're like, oh, outside the building, and sometimes have a lot of people in their respective buildings, but sometimes it'll just be one person.
Which people?
Well, whoever's in the building, too.
Yeah. Ow! Oh, God damn it, it hurts. Fuck.
Next to me, Dan.
Yeah.
Did you think of anything?
Think of anything? For what?
Remember we had learned to think of group together things so we could smash the other team?
I think you dreamt about Overwatch again, honey.
No.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
I think.
You be a baby, Kayla. Or when I care.
I was very conscious now, so there's disaster in our head here. Oh, it's okay.
Remember fish roses.
Real metal, is it?
Like I can say.
Jake, stopping around. Keep the guy on track.
They're so cute.
What's so cute?
The little characters. I think, Danny, O'Dwyer might be playing with a big balloon. Big sky, is that okay? It's a little too big to swallow.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. It's both my ex. You get it.
Yes.
They're both very human. Mm. One's like a comic book.
Yay.
This buzzing. Spider guy. This, Uma Thurman, but the... Forget it. She's bad at acting natural. This is
the
stupid thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
What is?
This stupid movie...
Thing.
What?
The book thing that they rep and said that she's in.
What city, babe?
The Moon Scoop City.
What?
Oh boy, I don't know.
Mr. Rossetti.
Yes, that's me. Hey, Mr. Rossetti.
Get as comfortable as possible, please. Please.
Where do you want me to get?
You get wherever you get comfortable, and I'm gonna get to you.
Okay.
You just get comfy.
Okay.
I open things so was the ones that... And I would really appreciate if you looked before you laid next to me.
What? What do you mean?
I think there is open beverages, but it looks like there isn't.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's gonna be happy. That's you and me, my love.
Be a fool's errand.
What?
It might be a fool's errand.
What are you talking about?
Getting all... Oh my god. I can't even think straight. Come on, baby.
Why are she throwing green beans?
Throwing green beans? What do you mean?
You can order a sandwich.
You what?
Does anyone know order a sandwich?
Did anyone I know order a sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just now?
No, I think they're good.
Thank you, my God. Mm-hmm. Usually, someone will pop whatever's in the cold shower onto the dress tummy and then just put that on my belly.
What?
I always combine the letters of a word to make it sound funny when I'm sleeping.
Ah, okay. What's Mr. Zarniak?
Yard.
Your yard?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still confused.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Here's a couple other stuff.